Testing for peak flow. Testing for peak flow is essential when you are dealing with patients with lung disease, in particular, asthma. An asthmatic patient will suffer from airways that become narrow when they exhale. Air will then be trapped in the lungs, and there will be congestion in the airways. The peak flow meter allows the flow of air to be measured as the patient blows out into the peak flow monitor. Findings will identify any difficulty in exhaling air from the lungs. It is important to know that you might see dramatic changes in peak flow, so it is better to monitor and observe trends. Any higher or lower peak flow reading should always be reported to a senior colleague. Any drop of anywhere around 20% should be acted on immediately, while a drop of around 50% should be considered as needing urgent intervention and should be reported at once to the medical team. Always record your findings in the patient's notes. Testing for blood glucose levels. If someone is diabetic, it means they cannot process sugar, glucose, because they cannot produce sufficient insulin to do this. With diabetes, glucose levels can vary a lot and swing from being too high, hyperglycemia, to too low, hypoglycemia, both of which can have a serious effect on a patient. Diabetics require regular monitoring to keep glucose levels within safe limits. Many patients live with their diabetes with no real difficulty. They can check glucose levels, take prescribed medication to control levels, or even inject insulin. If a patient is unable to do this for themselves, they will require your help. If you are monitoring a patient's glucose levels, this should always be recorded in their patient chart, and any abnormality reported to a senior colleague or the medical team. Most people with diabetes will be used to checking their glucose levels, whether that be daily, weekly, or at longer intervals, depending on their health. If you are caring for an ill patient with diabetes, bear in mind that illness can affect glucose levels, and more frequent testing might be required.